Track 2. Bowl in hand and library. The site opposite the museum has been home to a public house and bowling green since at least 1752, when it was then known as the Bowling Green Inn. 14 years after Mansfield Brewery bought the pub for £2,000 in 1885, the Mansfield Reporter and Sutton Times reported that plans were passed
for a complete remodelling of the Bowl in Hand pub. The scheme, costing £597, includes a large hall for 800 to 1,000 persons, and the hall will be heated with hot water, and in all probability, electric light will be installed.
Demolition of the pub began on the 18th of September 1899, but took some time to complete. The 3rd of November edition of the Mansfield Reporter and Sutton Times stated,
"The son of Thomas Doncaster, landlord of the half-demolished Bowl in Hand, was looking for some marbles in the cellar when the gable end of one of the buildings being demolished fell down. He was buried in rubble for about 3/4 of an hour, but luckily suffered no serious damage."
Of greater concern was the outcome of an unlikely adventure for one unlucky cat, as Heritage Interpretation Officer Pete Clegg discovered when researching the trail.
It's understood that the first hot air balloon flight in Mansfield took place from the bowling green behind the Bowl in Hand pub. The aviator threw a cat out attached to a parachute just to see what happened to the cat. Well, it's not recorded what did actually happen to the cat.
Let's perhaps turn our attention to the buildings to the left of the museum now. Like 2,508 others across the English-speaking world, this former free public library was built from the personal wealth of Scottish-born Andrew Carnegie, who made his fortune from the American steel industry, finally selling his business in 1901 for £100 million. The son of a weaver, Carnegie was perhaps the first to state publicly that
"the rich have a moral obligation to give away their fortunes."
And in 1889, he wrote the Gospel of Wealth, in which he asserted that all personal wealth beyond that required to supply the needs of one's family should be regarded as a trust fund to be administered for the benefit of the community. During his lifetime, Carnegie gave away over £70 million.
Turn left, walk past the old library, and walk down Leeming Street until you reach the crossroads with Toothill Lane.